On today's Smart 7, bank holiday, road deaths, Niger coup continues and lots more. It's Tuesday the 8th of August, it's International Cat Day, and happy birthday, Shawn Mendes.
The Smart 7, it's news,
but not the news.
It was a lethal bank holiday weekend on the roads, with three people dying due to road traffic accidents. They included a 30-year-old out walking in Neenah on Friday morning, a 19-year-old man who died in Donegal, and a 40-year-old man who died in a collision between a motorbike and a car in Wicklow on Saturday. Gardaí also released figures that show more than 650 people were caught speeding between Friday and Monday morning, with some drivers tracked moving at twice the legal limit. Inspector Anthony Connaughton says the main cause of accidents is clear.
Speeding has been proven as contributing to fatalities on the road, and we're out here to reduce fatalities over the weekend. And unfortunately, since our operation began, we had three fatalities in the Irish roads, and two of them were actually vulnerable road users, one being a pedestrian and one being a motorcyclist.
Despite Road Safety Authority warnings, Irish road deaths are on the increase, with over 100 people dead from road traffic accidents so far this year. As part of the Garda August Bank Holiday Road Safety Campaign, checkpoints will be in place until 7 a.m. on Wednesday. Inspector Connaughton gave this update on Bank Holiday Monday on the effort to enforce safe driving.
Widespread operation over the country, where Garda Síochána are out with numerous checkpoints in an effort to enforce life-saving offences, which is intoxicated driving, speeding, use of seatbelts and use of mobile phones.
Heard of Disease X? No, well, neither had we, and that's because it doesn't exist yet. Disease X is the name of the next potential virus that could send us into a worldwide COVID-style crisis, and UK scientists are preparing before it gets a chance to strike. The work is being carried out at Porton Down, the government's high-security lab in Wiltshire, where they've drawn up a threat list of animal viruses that could infect humans and spread rapidly around the world. Head of the UK Health Security Agency, Jenny Harris, said they're building on the work already done during the recent pandemic.
And so what we're trying to do now is capture that really excellent work from COVID and make sure we're using that as we go forward for any new pandemic threats.
But how likely are we to see another pandemic in our lifetimes? Pretty likely, according to the chair of the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, Professor Andrew Pollard.
Worryingly, it's very likely that there will be future pandemics. Of course, it's impossible to say exactly when that might happen, but the circumstances that we see in front of us make it very likely.
Tensions are escalating in Niger after the military junta shut down the country's airspace. A critical deadline to restore the country's ousted president was also missed. The Economic Community of West African States had demanded President Mohamed Bazoum be reinstated by Sunday. A spokesman for the coup leaders explained why they've taken the action.
Faced with the threat of intervention, Niger's airspace is closed for all aircraft until further orders. All attempts to violate the national airspace will be the object of a forceful and instantaneous response.
On Monday, a senior US official met with coup leaders to discuss peace in what was described as a difficult meeting. The ECOWAS bloc are now set to meet in Abuja on Thursday to discuss the escalating situation. But the military junta's supporters say any intervention will lead to bloodshed.
If ECOWAS forces decide to attack our country, before reaching the presidential palace, they will have to walk over our bodies, spill our blood, and we'll do it with pride.
Not a good start to the week for Donald Trump, as a judge threw out a countersuit against the columnist E. Jean Carroll, who won a $5 million judgment against him earlier this year. He's also under pressure from special prosecutor Jack Smith, who wants a protective order against the Donald. Trump's lawyers say that this would affect his First Amendment rights to freedom of speech, but the judge in that case has disagreed too. That means the ex-president can't share anything sensitive from the Jan the 6th pretrial motions, including witness names or testimony. And if that wasn't enough, his rival for the Republican Party presidential nomination, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, finally put the boot in on NBC about Donald's false election claims.
Of course he lost.
Okay.
Joe Biden's the president. But the issue is, I think what people in the media and elsewhere, they want to act like somehow this was just like the perfect election.
Still to come on the Smart 7, Succession's Conor Roy takes to the picket line and Bewitched are back.
Right after this.
Welcome back.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Relief for the England women's football team as the Lionesses limped into the quarterfinals of the Women's World Cup with a dramatic penalty shootout victory over Nigeria on Monday. It was touch and go throughout, with Lauren James sent off after she stamped on Michelle Alozie's back late in the game. But it worked out in the end for the European champions thanks to some stellar penalties and Chloe Kelly, who smashed in the winning spot kick. Goalkeeper Mary Earps was pleased at the result but tries not to take it all too seriously.
When you're in that position, you know, it's a free shot from 12 yards. It's not, you know, I'm not putting pressure on myself. I'm just going there trying to have fun, try and do my job for the team as best I can. Unfortunately, yeah, we won.
Remember the double denim clad pop icons Bewitched, who topped the charts in the 90s with hits like Mickey, Rollercoaster and C'est La Vie? Well, they are back to celebrate 25 years since the band was formed with a brand new song. They say it's great to have reached new audiences through TV programmes like Dairy Girls, even if they are toning down the dance moves these days.
What happens is the fans come and then they bring their teenagers with them as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
And their younger kids, so it's like it's filtering down through generations.
Are you still jumping around and dancing?
Yes,
you
were.
We have taken it down a bit. We have taken it down a bit.
Despite all our best efforts, yes, we are. Every time we get a choreographer in, we're like, right, we need to just think.
The Screen Actors Guild strike is hitting its fourth week, but the picket lines are still buzzing. Actors are calling for better pay and job security and drawing attention to disparities in the film and television industry since the introduction of streaming platforms. Succession's Alan Ruck gave an impassioned speech from the picket line.
Used to be kings and queens and emperors, and now it's captains of industry, and they think that the world and everything on it and in it belongs to them. And they think that human beings are just another natural resource. Because they always say stuff like, those people, they're asking for too much. Well, we're not. We're asking for what's fair.
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.